Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
It's your next chance to buy cattle the superior way, live on October 20th on SLA TV, Dish Channel Network 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 23,600 head, including 6,500 feeder steers, 2,800 feeder heifers, 6,600 weaned calves, and 4,900 beef dairy crosses. To preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call for more information, 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Well, today's cattle futures market continued to rally. We were a little bit higher across the board. October lives up 60 at 148.47. The December lives up 57, 149.77. February 57 higher at 152.77. So higher there. The feeder cattle anywhere from 7 higher in October. So October essentially unchanged at 174.82. The November, on the other hand, the next month out up $1.42 at 77.82. January 179.20. March 180.92, up $1.97. Now, and then out there in August of 2023, we went all the way up to nearly, I guess we did go just above $2. So this isn't the first time we've been here, but it's the first time we've been here since the middle part of September. Today's high of 200.17. It looks like about right at 200. So welcome sight there as the board gains strength and gets above that. Hopefully it will break through some of this resistance at this level and keep going. Time will tell. The December hogs up $1.52 at 86.47. The February up $1.82 at 87.80. April 215 higher at 91.70. Have a cattle on feed report at the end of the week and estimates coming out. Looks like 99% on feed. Placements 96.4 marketed in September 104.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. It's the 18th annual fall cream of the crop bull and female sale at the Black Hereford Ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma, starting at 1 o'clock Saturday, October 22nd. Selling will be 80 18 to 24 month old Herb bulls and 90 springbred heifers, Hereford, Sim Angus, Charlet, and composites. Attend the sale in person or bid at cci.live. Go to blackherfordranch.com for the sale catalog or call 580-309-0712 for more info. Chris Black's cream of the crop bull and female sale, Saturday, October 22nd.
Today's grain futures market was generally weak. We had corn 1 to 3 lower. The bean market 13 lower in November at 13.72. The wheats were 6 to 6.5 lower, with Kansas City D's down 6 at 9.46. July down 6.25 at 9.35.5. And then cotton futures 50 to 70 lower. December 82.33 down 76. And keep noting that next year, December of 2023, is all the way down at 75 cents, 75.85. So a lot lower than the front month. So it'd be interesting to see how many acres we get next year with wheat prices so favorable and cotton prices so low. I would imagine that most people in Oklahoma, if they have an option, they'll go ahead and go with the wheat. But we'll see. Time will tell. Of course, that can all change. Informa Economics released their latest estimates on the 2023 wheat or all acres crops, I guess. Cotton, they estimated at 12.5 million acres next year. So we'll see if we get that many. I would have a hard time believing it. This last year we had 13.8, but the price was super high. In 21, about 11.1 million acres. So quite a big difference there. But Informa, you know, they're trying to forecast it and go off surveys and predict it. And that's not even, we're not even 6 months away from planting yet. So a lot can change in the meantime. Currently the Dow's up about 400.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.